piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. We know everything about cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. We just steam them and maybe put some butter on them and something, and we're done, right?
It's interesting. Cauliflower, it's something that I would use occasionally. I wouldn't really know what to do with it very often. Yeah. Typically, I would turn it into a soup. I would steam it. I'd puree it. It's pleasant. Brussels sprouts have a stronger flavor.
Yes.
I'm a real fan of the cabbage family anyway.
I am too.
I've always liked Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I've liked them too.
Especially during Thanksgiving time, Brussels sprouts and chestnuts make a really good combination. But what I have found is that cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, along with other members in that same category, they profit very nicely from browning. You can brown cauliflower just in a skillet, cut the vegetable up into flowerettes. Brussels sprouts you can cut in half. Mm-hmm. And if you brown them in a little bit of olive oil in the skillet, it's not going to cook them completely at this point. But if you just brown them, it really helps to bring out a different level of flavor. And then you can roast them, say, with a chicken. Yeah. And then they'll pick up the drippings from the chicken, and they will taste marvelous. If you add some cut-up potatoes along with that, and maybe some little tiny onions, or even small whole shallots that you've peeled, and if you've browned the potato and you've browned the shallot in addition to that, and you roast it with the chicken, they are just absolutely delicious. You will get a new respect for cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, especially.
Yeah,
you can also cook cauliflower in a skillet on top of a stove. There's an Italian technique where you keep the florets fairly large. They might be actually 2 inches or so.
I see.
And then you heat up olive oil in a skillet until it's nice and hot, and then you add the cauliflower, and then you sprinkle on some salt. That's all it takes. And then you let it get really, really nice and brown all over. You have to tend it. And then you just turn the heat down to low, cover the pan, and maybe in 5 minutes it's all done. And you've roasted it on top of the stove, and it is just delicious and has a creamy texture.
My friend Char Hay, who is a very good cook, I was over at her house for dinner the other night, and she had provided Brussels sprouts as one of the vegetable accompaniments. Mm-hmm. But in an unusual way, I thought it was new to me, she had simply chopped them up and stir-fried them in a pan on top of the stove, using the moisture in the vegetable itself. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I was surprised at the flavor. Her husband says, that's the way she makes them, and that's the way I insist on having them.
You have a lot more surface area
right.
to the vegetable.
I think that's
And so if you're going to be cooking them on top of the stove like that, there's much more opportunity for browning to take place. I think browning is critical.
Yes. And you can see once you chop up Brussels sprout, it no longer looks like a Brussels sprout in the classical way, right?
It's green.
Yeah, it's green.
But you don't know what it is.
It also begs to have little additions, a little bit of onion chopped into it, or garlic, or whatever, a piece of butternut squash, for instance.
Do you know what's also really good?
A smidgen.
A smidgen of something.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts, a strong flavor.
Yes.
You can add other strong flavors. What I like to do when I have the oil heating up, I add 1 or 2 anchovies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Salty, powerful, and it melts in the oil. Within a minute or so, it's all dissolved. You've got now a flavor base. Then you can add your, say, onion and Brussels sprouts and then cook them up until they're done. Add a fresh herb to it, a strong fresh herb, like rosemary. There you are. I mean, it's very simple.
A tablespoon of pine nuts.
Pine nuts and Brussels sprouts would go together very, very well.
Yeah, something interesting and worth bringing to the table as an extra dish. It's not just ordinary.
It's ordinary.
Same old Brussels sprouts that when you were in boarding school, you came to loathe. Not that I was in boarding school. But nonetheless, I mean, you're aware of how Brussels sprouts particularly can be badly treated in institutional cooking.
Oh, yeah. They would overcook it, for one thing.
Yes,
now,
they would.
Cauliflower.
My mother always did.
You can do the same thing with cauliflower. It would take to the anchovies very, very nicely.
Uh-huh.
Nobody will know the anchovy is there. You're not going to taste it as anchovy. There'll be a richness.
Well, I really like the idea.
Cauliflower does very well with cheese. You can do either a gratiné, where you would brown the cauliflower first, sprinkle with cheese, and then put it in the oven.
A hard cheese.
Yes, a hard cheese, and then put it in the oven for that extra layer of flavor. Or you could make a white sauce with melted cheese in it and then add the partially cooked cauliflower to it and then bake it.
Yeah, and I think just about any flavorful stock added in small amounts, that would do pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
And voila, you have a new dish, as it were, and people will be looking at you and saying, gosh, she can really cook.
What did you do? Yeah, what did you do?
How did she do that? At any rate, these are just some of the gems that you can discover if you'll come back and visit us at
The Food Guys. Da 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 da